unconditional reality, how to be there from here.
In every corner, I battle through frustration. And I wonder, am I all that I was meant to be? Just a simple man aspiring to be. All you see in me, all you see in me. Sometimes I feel that I have lived so many different lives, and what I thought were my mistakes and my vision set aside. You were waiting for this part of me, and there's no greater thing on earth that I can be than all you see in me, all you see in me. All you see in me, yeah. Every now and then I go back where I've been. It helps this.
Welcome everybody to Unconditional Reality, How to Be There from Here, and this is Bennett Gale, your host. And tonight's topic is going to be about change. Change is something that happens to each one of us all the time. It happens to our possessions, it happens to our physical bodies, it happens to our ways of thinking. It happens to our atmosphere, our climate, our planet, and so forth and so forth. It is the preeminent constant in life as we all have experienced it and continue to experience it. And tonight, change came to me as the topic since, as some of you may know, this will be our last broadcast on Align Radio. It will not be the last broadcast of this production, but we will be leaving Align Radio after tonight's program. And I wish to say that I am completely grateful and thankful to Align Radio for the opportunity to have been with you in this format and to have presented this unique concept to all of you. And I hope and I pray that it has been of some service to those of you that continually tune in and listen. And for those of you that are new to the show, welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, change, as I said, is the one constant that we can count on, that we experience on a continuous basis. And the irony of it is that change is often seen as something that is frightening to the large percentage of the population. We seem to like our patterns. We seem to like our habits. We seem to like our conditioning, even to the point when we're experiencing life in a way that doesn't really feel that great. It may be a relationship. It may be health issues. It may be a sense of not feeling fulfilled in whatever kind of work we're involved in. It may be a sense of an inner knowing that there's a lot more out there, and yet out there really seems far away. And yet, change, real change, seems to be something that is dreaded by most. Some say it's fear of the unknown, that there's some kind of invisible situation out there that can be threatening, that in the potential to change or eliminate the current patterns, you're going to be left with something that's going to be less fulfilling and less satisfying. And I'd like to say to you that in all of these situations, if indeed that is what you envision, then you're probably going to get just that. You're going to get a new situation that may not suit you even as well as the other one did. Or what you'll do in, sometimes people get this earnestness to go here, to go there, to change this, to change that. And often, without even being aware of it, what they're really doing is substituting one thing for another that really isn't different at all.
Excuse me, Brother Bennett. This is Grace for all those of you who are new here. Oh my, well, I know that phenomena. I know it just well. I know it in terms of my weight loss programs. Now, mind you, I am not fat, and I am not obese, not whatsoever. I do have some extra cushioning, extra padding, perhaps you might say, all around me.
Yeah, Grace, I like that padding. It's all in the right places.
Oh, Broadway, shh, hush now. Not now. We're not going to talk about that now. Thank you, though. But I've noticed in previous times when I might be in a job situation, or I might be being courted by some young gentleman, that those qualities and attributes that I did not enjoy in my work and in my personal life, well, just because I changed them didn't mean I really changed them. Oh no, I just went from one letter A to another letter A, and then one letter B to another letter B. And I found out that if I really, really wanted to change, I needed to broaden my alphabet, if you know what I mean.
Oh yes, well, Grace, you do have a way with words. This is Reverend Johnson, by the way. And change is something that not only Brother Bennett, not only is often dreaded, it's something that is what I would call artificially embraced. Now, what do I mean by artificially embraced? Well, there's a great many people out there who know the answers. Oh, they do. Well, ladies and gentlemen, like we've said many a time before, the answers themselves are not the challenge. The answers are pretty simple. However, because of all the stuff we put on to ourselves and how we conduct ourselves and what we believe and what we think, practicing these really simple techniques and simple perspectives, well, that becomes a whole nother matter. Anyway, artificially embracing means that people can spout off the answers with the best of them.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry for interrupting, Reverend, but oh yeah, oh my gosh, I could talk like a nutritionist. I knew all the answers, and I could tell you left and right what kind of personalities are not conducive for my happiness in terms of my being involved. And oh, I knew all of that, but somehow I kept on forsaking what I knew in terms of my nutrition, and I certainly put on blinders when it came to a few different people that come to my mind.
Well, right, Grace. Now, that's part of the artificially embracing. Now, there's also another dynamic here, which I'm going to call misleading knowledge.
I'm so sorry. This is our mother, precious. I am so sorry to interrupt, but I like that terminology. Misleading information. Yes. Do you mind, Reverend, if I comment on this?
Oh, no. Go on. Go on, Mother Precious. I will always defer to you, of course.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. The misleading knowledge is when you know the answers, but you do not really, deep down, choose to utilize the knowledge. So it's almost like you think, because I know the answer, I am living it.
Oh no! Oh my gosh! Mother Precious, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
No, really, that makes so much sense to me. Yeah. Oh well, I raised my hand. I was guilty with that one.
Me too, except I still don't know completely what you're saying. But oh my, yes, I used to think because I knew certain things about, well, the horses, that I had the right knowledge. I certainly did not.
Whew, yeah, well, Flip, that is a kind of misleading knowledge, yes. Well, what we are talking about here is that change is really the willingness to do something different than what you did before.
Oh, yeah, well, this is shame. And, yeah, well, that's what they say the definition of insanity is. You know, when you're doing the same thing over and over again, everybody's heard this one, you're doing the same thing over and over again, but you're expecting something different to happen. Yeah, is that what you're saying?
Well, that is a part of it, dear Shane, but it goes much deeper. It goes much deeper because what we really I want to get out here is that change is a very deliberate action, and it takes a certain kind of commitment to go to a new place or a much more expanded place from where you were before. And that brings up a very important question.
Oh, I know this one. This is Norman here. And for those of you who don't know, that I am Bennett's multidimensional twin. Bennett is the host for the show. So, I understand exactly what you're talking about. For several years, at various times, I would hear my guidance coming through to me, and it would continually say, "Are you ready? Are you ready?" And that usually in my mind, that usually was referring to some kind of growth, some kind of initiation into a more expanded playing field, whether it was simply in my ability to perceive things, or whether it was moving into a more recognized area or acknowledged area of my performing abilities, whatever. And I would get that question, are you ready? Are you ready for the relationship? It would come almost every time I would say, gee, I really want to experience a great relationship, or I really would like to bring in more money, or I would like this, or I would like to experience that. And the question would come back, are you ready? And on an intellectual level, I of course wanted to say, sure, bring it on. You know, bring all of these great things on. I'd love to have that happen. And yet, when I allowed myself to go into a deeper feeling place, I was not ready. I was not ready. Because being ready means that you're willing to leave behind, or at least not be involved with in the same way, all that you were involved with before. Well, sometimes change is very slight, and it doesn't even seem that different. And other times change is really quite extraordinary. People leave their job. People pursue a career that they didn't think of doing before. Or they leave a regular secure situation to pursue a dream that may not be so secure. Or they leave a relationship, or they enter into one, or they move from one area to a whole nother area, pack up their bags and meet everybody anew and afresh. And so there's all kinds of degrees of change. And it wasn't until I really understood that I was not ready, that I was really beginning, that it was at that point that I was really able to begin creating the basis for significant change.
Yes, Brother Norman, that is correct. Now, for those of you that are concerned about various areas in your life that may not be supporting you materially, emotionally, physically, spiritually, the way you would like, I agree with Brother Norman. You need to ask yourself, are you ready? And let yourself be honest and hear an answer. And if the answer is, no, I'm not, then I would say there are certain things you gotta look at to see why aren't you ready. And what you might do, depending upon your situation, you might say, I'd really like to have a great relationship with somebody else. I'd like to have that wonderful partner come into my life. I hear that. I heard that a lot of times. And yet, when we started to talk, I would say to them, all right, brother or sister, doesn't matter. What would happen if you did have somebody, the perfect person, walk into your life? How does that fit into your daily routine? How does it fit into the way you live by yourself? How does it fit if you had another body living in the same living space? And what I found, the people who created the most successful relationships, well, they gave all of that some thought. And they started actually creating in their mind the difference it would be to have somebody be in their life. And that went from the most mundane things, like neatness in the house, to the more sublime. So, are you ready is a key component to you being ready for making a change. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Reverend. And this is Bennett again. And one of the things that I would like to add that I've noticed as being something which has really been useful to me is in the course of my life, whether it be at work or in my personal life or my new professional life in terms of working with individuals or even this Align Radio and broadcasting from here, sometimes when something happens that you're not prepared for, either a person represents himself in a different way, they change their mind, a problem happens at work, something occurs that is going to interrupt the flow that you've set up so that you now need a different flow because the particular flow that you are in has been damned, no pun intended, and so you need to go in a different direction. I've learned to accept those and recognize them as gifts. They are gifts that have been created to enable you to expand and to experience other opportunities, other alternatives in the areas that you choose to experience. So I don't even get upset with individuals or situations because I know that there's inherently a gift being given to me. And I also know, and we've spoken about this before, nothing happens here in this reality, in our day-to-day lives, nothing happens without prior agreement. Now, sometimes that agreement is very specific, and sometimes it's simply an energetic welcoming mat for certain kinds of situations to occur. And it is not about rationality, because I've had this discussion with many people, and they say, well, I would never agree to this happening, and I would never agree to that horrible situation happening, and I'm sure that person didn't. And yes, on a conscious, rational level, I'm sure you wouldn't. And yet, from a soul level, the choices that are made for the experience are quite different, and the criteria for making the choices is quite different than what we choose in our day-to-day rational world. So when somebody or something comes up what might be considered against me, I now thank them for the gift that they are giving me. And believe me, that is a key component to allowing change to happen smoothly and pretty much effortlessly in your day-to-day life. It's thanking the situation or the person literally for coming in and changing the flow. Now, there are other ways to look at, well, what does that mean, changing the flow? Is it always good? Or does it give you another source of energy and fuel to continue on? And we're going to continue with this discussion after we take a short break. We'll be right back. This is Bennett Gale with Unconditional Reality, How to Be There From Here, on Align Radio, where we broadcast and radiate unconditional love, joy, and the true abundance that comes from being unified with all things. While we're on our break, I thought I would once again mention that since this will be our last show on Align Radio, I encourage all of you to continue to check us out at unconditionalreality.com, where we will continue to have our new shows, along with all the ones that we've done that are currently archived. We will have the new show available every Thursday at 6 o'clock Pacific time at unconditionalreality.com. Please continue to send your questions, your comments, and anything that you would like to add to Bennett@unconditionalreality.com. And while you check out the site, please subscribe to our free newsletter. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun communicating with all of you and sending you bits and pieces of fun and information and all kinds of good stuff. So please do subscribe. Also, check out our Master's Corner, themasterscorner.com, where we also have some interesting information, and our Facebook page, Unconditional Reality, How to Be There From Here. And for those of you that are interested in having private time with myself and the Masters, again, please go to Bennett@unconditionalreality.com. And also, please continue to check out the site, because we're going to be offering all kinds of interesting online courses and classes and just a whole lot of fun. Anyway, I'll get you back to the show right now. Thanks so much. Well, welcome back. Welcome back. And we wanted to continue right where we were, which was talking about sometimes something will come up that is more like a challenge. It's almost like the energetic of it is a test. Do you really want to continue with whatever it is that you're being tested on, or do you not? And if you feel that the direction you're going in is what serves you, and for whatever those reasons are, and serves you best, and these tests come in, well, there's a very basic maxim, which is don't quit. You just keep on going.
Oh yeah. You never, ever, 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 ever quit. Oh my gosh. Now, if something comes up and comes to you that says, oh my gosh, my present experiences have led me to embrace a different road, a different path, well, that's a horse of another color.
Somebody mentioned horses?
No, Flip, it's not that kind of horse.
Oh, well, sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. Again.
That's all right, Flip. No, now that is a horse of another color. Now, what I'm talking about is you're going in a direction you want to get from A to B. B is where you really want to be. No puns intended. Well, maybe just a few. And something comes up and says and tries to interrupt that. Well, you don't quit. Oh, my gosh. You keep on going. Because sometimes the universe, in order to help facilitate your change, it's not getting the message of your desire, of your passion, quite strong enough.
This is Happy. This is Hello, everybody. And for those of you who don't know me, my name's Happy Harbinger, and that's what I do. I'm a harbinger. But let me comment on that. From where I sit, which is not part of your three-dimensional density, if you will, it's kind of easy to see energetic patterns. They often come across as light, in different colors of light, which you know some of you call auras and so forth, and yet their intensity varies a great deal. So, as most of you know, or you have supposed, unconditional reality is really, in some ways, impersonal.
an unconditional reality from the more greater cosmic perspective is truly impersonal. Because unconditional love is going to love you whichever ways you choose to express yourself, right? So, the universe truly is more than ready and delighted, if you will, to help facilitate that which you're choosing to experience. Now, one of the elements that inhibit significant change is that the universe really needs your okay, your permission, if you will, your clarity of intention to be able to act upon it. It's almost like feeding a plant, right? You know, you've got to water it. Sometimes you give it different nutritional components to help the plant grow. And that's what gives the plant the impetus to become a full force of nature, if you will. Well, the universe is the same way. So sometimes people say, oh, I want to change, and I'd like to do this, and I'd like to do that. And they talk about it for a minute or two, now and then. They have some thoughts about it now and then. And then they get frustrated because nobody's listening to them. The universe isn't responding, and it's all a bunch of malarkey. Well, what needs to occur is some kind of consistent clarity of intention. So, sometimes the universe, or even what you call your higher self or expanded sense of being, will create a bit of a challenge, a bit of a diversion to see how you choose to act upon it. Now, do you embrace it, move through it, and continue on? Do you say, oh my gosh, this is a war bigger than I've ever seen, I can't get around it, I quit? Or right before this dynamic happened, did you say, well, I will never say so-and-so again, I will never do so-and-so again? And the same situation happens, and you immediately go back and say what you said you wouldn't say, and do what you said you wouldn't do. Alright, so these are tests. So we say to you, embrace all of these things. And then, what was that, Norman? Well, Norman here, and I would like to add to that. I would like to add what I call a universal law of change, which is basically most of the time that in my experience and many others that I know, when you decide to make a change, a significant change, often it happens with in relationships, one person choosing to leave, or a job situation, or contemplating a significant physical move to a new area. Often what will happen is everything that you could possibly imagine to get in your way happens. It's just unbelievable. You know, you're in a relationship that no longer works, and the day comes, you've packed your stuff, you're ready to leave, and your partner has an accident and breaks their leg, and you're the only one that can nurse them back to health. Or you really don't like your job, you're really looking for something else, and then somebody says, okay, we'll give you a big enough raise to entice you a little bit, but you still don't like your job any better, and so on and so on. Know going into it that often, not all the time, and even what I'm saying is a belief, but it happens frequently. Know that when you are contemplating a significant change, you will often receive counterintuitive, if you will, situations happening. Situations that come in and say, oh, really? Do you really want to move? Do you really want to leave this relationship? Well, I'm not so sure. So know that going into it, that's kind of like the universal law of change. And what I would like to stress, Bennett would like to stress. Thanks, Norman. Now, for those of you that are new to the show, Norman is a twin, so we do sound alike. Norman, however, is experiencing reality in this particular timing in a more expanded format. So we are not quite living the same life at the moment. I would like to continue with something that was touched upon before, which was basically not getting trapped in your, quote, your knowing. That can often, particularly with people who are pretty well invested in the path of expansion, and people who are energy workers and light workers, and people who are actually professionally working with other people to assist them. We often, and I think it's a basic tendency, we often confuse our intellectual awareness with significant real change. And although having that awareness is extremely important, the real change comes from a much deeper commitment to experiencing life in a different way. And what I have found in my own practice, and what I have found in speaking with many other people who are in the position of facilitating other people, is that often people will come wanting to be told answers. They want to be told what to do. And they feel that either by abrogating their own power to somebody else to tell them what to do, or the fact that they actually made the effort to see somebody who would tell them what to do, that in effect resolves their feelings of frustration at not really changing. Well, I gave it my best. It's like a person who really wants to exercise, or really knows they should exercise and really feels they want to lose weight, so they go to the gym and they buy a membership to work out at the gym, and they never go. So they, in one sense, they feel that they've fulfilled the dynamic, the criteria for making the change, and that isn't the case. So I strongly suggest that as you embrace the idea of change, you also make a deep commitment to that which you are, to be able to experience life differently. And there are sure signs that you either are or are not doing this. Many of the people that have come to me have come to me because their relationships are changing, and some of them are holding on to situations which are clearly holding them back, containing them in a certain kind of paradigm that they no longer wish to be in. And yet, the desire and the, to borrow from a grandparent, the chutzpah, to go out and create something different isn't there. So please know that regardless of what your position is, you are loved by the universe, you are protected by the universe, and as you allow yourself to open up and expand even more than you presently are, you will realize that you are really never alone. Somebody said years ago, alone is another way of saying all in one. And I embrace that, because I do feel and know that there really is no separation between any of us, and we are simply having these different experiences. And like what has been said before on this show, is it's not about all of a sudden switching and you're flying through the clouds and you are in fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth dimension. What is important from my perspective is the willingness to allow yourself to think and imagine differently and more expansively than what you've done, perhaps, done before. Oh, yeah, and Bennett, if I might, what he's really saying, just to repeat something from another show, is that this period of time here, and I'm sure you're all experiencing the fact that time really is collapsing, and it just doesn't seem to have the same kind of weight and the same kind of length that it used to. But in this particular era that you're in, you are being fed superfood, super energy, to be able to manifest in ways that you probably or perhaps are not manifesting yet, and yet you have envisioned for yourself. And so we are encouraging you, we are suggesting with all the beauty and love and grace that comes through us to embrace all of this, accept that you are in a time that is a wondrous land of manifesting and creativity, and that it is real. It all is quite real. Oh yeah, and I think that's one of the most interesting dynamics about this whole experience of this show, and we're talking about how imagination is the bridge to your reality. It seems, how would you say, incongruous that something that comes out of the mind, out of the ethers, of the air, is what creates your physical life. But, my beloved, that is the truth. And because we are entering this whole nother sphere, I would like to give you something that maybe will help you shift the energy for yourself. Most everything here comes down to either love or fear, and fear sometimes is very subtle. Now, I have a new acronym for the word fear, and this is designed to help you shift your energy.
Oh boy, let me get my pencil. I'm going to write this one down.
Whew. Well, okay, Grace. Now, we may have said this before, but I think it bears repeating. Because fear, to one degree or another, is in everybody's experience here. So, we say fear is feeling excited and ready. So, that change, that fear of the unknown, now becomes, I'm feeling excited and ready about my new experiences that are coming down.
Well, Mother Precious, thank you. And I embrace that information for myself and for all of us. And I would like to say, in thinking about this being our last show on Align Radio, you know, as great as my delight and joy and passion in spreading ideas, giving different perspectives, promoting awareness, and my true desire to share with whomever resonates with any of this, I don't believe there's anything that's truly an unselfish act. And I want to thank all of you who have listened and continue to listen to the show, those who are aware of the show from Facebook, those of you that are aware from word of mouth, because you chose to listen from your coming to Align Radio. I want to thank you for the gifts that you've given me to be able to expand and bring you this wonderful information. And I also want to thank those who have chosen not to participate with the show for their various reasons, because that also has given me wonderful fuel to continue to grow on a personal level and to be able to expand so that I, in turn, can offer those of you who listen and those of you who come to visit me on a private basis, that I can offer you an even more expansive perception and hopefully an expansive ability to facilitate you in whatever it is you choose to experience. I also want to say, please check us out on Facebook at Unconditional Reality, How to Be There From Here, and also at our website, unconditionalreality.com. All of our shows are archived on the station, and each Thursday at the same time, at 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, a new program will be put up on our station, unconditionalreality.com. I would truly enjoy it if you check this website out, subscribe to our free email newsletter. The newsletter will contain various pieces of writing, some of it humorous, some of it about specific areas of expansion, some of it will be channelings coming from the masters, and any other pertinent information. And stay tuned, we've got a lot of exciting things coming up. We are going to be offering very wonderful, very insightful, and fun interactive classes with Sacred Inner Theater and other very, very important topics. So again, I say thank all of you. Thank you, Align Radio. And we will see you at unconditionalreality.com. And so, as always, from Unconditional Reality, you are, and I am, and you are sacred, and we hold you in our love and our light. So be it, and so it is, and together we continue to help shift our world. Namaste. I'd like to take this opportunity to once again thank Align Radio for the grand opportunity of presenting this show over the last several months. Thank you to Christina Walsh and for my dear friend Karen Sheeks. And I especially want to thank my beloved and my producer, Miss Alicia Kaiser, for all your help and your support. And I again am grateful and in total gratitude and feel blessed to be able to have the comfort and support of the various masters of Saint Germain, of Jesus, of Abundantia, Aphrodite, Lady Nada, Lady Portia, Lakshmi, Kuan Yin, and many, many more. And many beloved friends that are part of the multidimensional life experience of that which is called Bennett. Thank you all, and we'll be seeing you at unconditionalreality.com. Be well, be happy, be in love. Thank you. Unconditional Reality, How to Be There From Here.
In every corner I battle through frustration, and I wonder, am I all that I was meant to be? Just a simple man aspiring to be. All you see in me, all you see in me. Thank you.
Sometimes I feel that I have lived so many different lives. What I thought were my mistakes and my vision set aside.